It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, teacher Connie Stample is back with us here at the table. Connie, welcome. What are we going to be learning about today?
Well, we are in Genesis 31, verses 1 to 25, and we're going to find out that Jacob runs away from Laban.
Ah, good idea. Well, why don't I pick it up in verse 1 here? And again, ladies, chapter 31 of Genesis. Now Jacob heard that the sons of Laban were saying, "Jacob has taken all that was our father's, and from what was our father he gained all his wealth." And Jacob saw that Laban did not regard him with favor as before. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your kindred, and I will be there with you." So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field where his flock was, and said to them, "I see that your father does not regard me as he did before with favor, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not permit him to harm me. If he said, 'The spotted shall be your wages,' then all the flock bore spotted. And if he said, 'The striped shall be your wages,' then all the flock bore striped. Thus God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. In the breeding season of the flock, I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream that the goats that mated with the flock were striped, spotted, and mottled. Then the angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob.' And I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up your eyes and see. All the goats that mate with the flock are striped, spotted, and mottled, for I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and made a vow to me. Now arise, go out from this land, and return to the land of your kindred.' Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, 'Is there any portion or inheritance left to us in our father's house? Are we not regarded by him as foreigners? For he has sold us, and he has indeed devoured our money. All the wealth that God has taken away from our father belongs to us and to our children. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do.'"
All right. So here in this segment, we find out that Jacob is no longer in favor with Laban. Laban is now accusing Jacob of taking from him. And truly, we see Laban's true character. He's just a greedy person who wants more and more, and he's unhappy with Jacob. So Jacob understands that aspect of the relationship. And then we find the Lord coming to Jacob again. He hasn't had a direct vision of the Lord since Bethel, when he first was on the doorstep of going to Padam Aram to Laban's household. But here the Lord says, okay, now it's time to return. And also Jacob acknowledges that it's the God of my father has been with me. He understands his prosperity is from the Lord. So those two things are going on. He's out of favor, and the Lord has said, it's time for you to go home. And so Jacob here does something I think is quite wise. He actually asks Leah and Rachel to both come out and meet him in the field. And that's because he doesn't want Laban to know that he's conferring with Laban's daughters. And he asks them if they're willing to go with him back to Canaan. And they have a very interesting response, because they say, yes, we'll go with you. And they actually, in a sense, give more evidence of the nature and that Laban is a cheater, because they understand he has used up their inheritance. He doesn't care about them. He doesn't really seem to love them. He's only concerned, again, about his own possessions. And so they said, we are going with you because we don't really have any future, any inheritance or portion with their father. And so here we have, again, it looks like Jacob is poised to leave. And we're going to find out how he leaves in the next segment.
Well, let's pick this up in verse 17. So Jacob arose and set his sons and his wives on camels. He drove away all his livestock, all his property that he had gained, the livestock in his possession that he had acquired in Padam Aram, to go to the land of Canaan to his father Isaac. Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole her father's household gods. And Jacob tricked Laban and the Aramean by not telling him that he intended to flee. He fled with all he had and arose and crossed the Euphrates and set his face toward the hill country of Gilead. When it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled, he took his kinsmen with him and pursued him for 7 days and followed close after him into the hill country of Gilead. But God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream by night and said to him, Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. And Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban with his kinsmen pitched tents in the hill country of Gilead.
Thank you, Amy. Well, now we're getting into some drama, actually, yeah. And we're going to have a cliffhanger because we won't find out till tomorrow exactly what happens. But we find that Jacob quickly packs up and leaves, and he does it in a way that he's actually deceiving Laban, truly, because Laban goes to shear sheep, and he's gone for several days, and that's when Jacob takes off. What Jacob doesn't know is that Rachel is also a deceptive person because she went and stole the household gods of her father. And we're not sure why she did that, but the thinking is, one, the household gods had something to do with the title deed and inheritance, and so they were valuable that way. They might have some intrinsic value just in if they're made of precious things or gold or jewels or something. And then finally, if you truly believe in those household gods, those idols, then they secure some good fortune or some blessing. Yeah. And so Rachel has gone and taken something that her father actually values very much, which we will see. So that's going to set up some problems for us in the rest of Genesis. But we find that as soon as Laban finds out about this, he pursues them. And he takes men with him. And what we come to, the point is that he actually overtakes them about a week later or so, a week or 10 days. And so he and Jacob are camped right next to each other. And the question is, what is Laban going to do? And then we find already God appears to Laban and says, do not harm Jacob. Don't say anything good or bad to him. Truly, we find Jacob is a mixed picture. He trusts God, but then he also does things in his own way. And I think as we, as women, consider this segment, we really just need to say, okay, what is God doing? But we've got a little bit more.
Well, Connie, I find it really interesting that God appears to people who aren't really his children of promise. So he appears to Laban, and I remember a few weeks ago we were talking about how he appeared to a king in Egypt when Abraham was going to tell the king that Sarai was his sister instead of his wife. So God does talk to other people, doesn't he?
He does. And I think what we need to remember is that God is the God of everyone, whether or not they acknowledge him.
Yeah.
And so he works in and through people who know him and people who actually don't know him. Throughout the rest of scripture, we find God sometimes directing the hearts of kings to do certain things. And so God is sovereign over all.
Excellent.
Well, we need to kind of wrap up today's lesson, but we'll see. Again, Jacob, he said he tricked Laban, and literally that means he stole the heart of Laban. And so he steals away with the prosperity he's gained in Laban's family. And truly, that's not the right thing to do, to just run off and leave without letting family say goodbye. But we find that God is working in and through Jacob and his circumstances. And perhaps the question for us as women, as we consider this lesson and see how God is working, is do we trust God, or are we relying on our own kind of strength and abilities and making things happen the way we want them to?
Excellent. I'm sure Nancy and I will be talking about that shortly here.
Yeah. So anyway, today that concludes our lesson in Genesis. Please go ahead and find the notes on naomistable.com.